Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is 303-418-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
This is Wade Hampton. We want to welcome you to Paradise Ministries. Pastor Stanley Mathis has blessed me with the opportunity to speak with a young man, Mr. Aaron Hinkston. Aaron is here from Houston, Texas. He's born and raised here in Alexandria. We want to welcome you to Paradise Ministries, Aaron.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Tell us what you got for us today.
So, Pastor Mathis gave me the opportunity just to kind of come in and share with you guys because God has done a miraculous thing for me, and I just wanted to just take a moment and come in and just take this airtime and just share with you this book that he gave me. It's called When the Gift of Giving Leaves You Empty, and I never really had a thought process or an idea that I would write a book, but God has given it to me, and I'm here to share it this weekend.
Okay, let's hear about it.
So, it really started. I've always been a giver, always been, you know, ready to kind of share what I had with everybody, you know, and it didn't matter kind of what state they were in. If they were friends, they were close to me, then, you know, if I had it, they had it, right? And that was kind of my motto, my heart's desire. And one of the things that happened is I bought a four-bedroom house at 25 years old, and there were a couple of my friends who needed some space to stay, you know, and I'm a bachelor at this point. And I really, I was like, yeah, come on, come stay. I got it. You know, I can take care of it all. And while they were there, you know, things started to happen. And I end up losing that four-bedroom house by 27. It had foreclosed on, you know, and because I had gotten into some things, didn't understand exactly how things worked with the mortgages and all of those kind of things. I just wasn't wise in my dealings in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself sitting in the middle of that four-bedroom house by myself, waiting on movers to come and pick up my things and take them to a one-bedroom apartment because I was losing the house. And I cried out to God because I couldn't understand why, after having given everything that I gave, why was I in this place? Right. Why was I now losing what I thought was the blessing that he had given me? And I just didn't have the wisdom, man, to dial back on giving everything away. You know, I was giving everything away and didn't realize it. But sitting in the middle of that four-bedroom house, waiting on those movers, I cried out to God, and I fell deeper in love with him. And so there was a shifting and a changing in that moment that I never expected to come out of that tragedy. But I fell in love with God, and my relationship with him began to change and began to redevelop. But I went from that four-bedroom house to that one-bedroom apartment. I was in that one-bedroom apartment for about 2 months before a hurricane came through, flooded the apartment, and now the last few things that I had, I packed those up. I put those into a 10x10 storage, and I moved in with my cousin and was sleeping on her, sleeping in one of her guest rooms on some mattresses on the floor. And at that point, laying on those mattresses, I realized God, I believe that the Holy Spirit gave me the title of this book, When the Gift of Giving Leaves You Empty.
Now, let's back up just a little bit here.
Yes, sir.
Aaron. During the time when you had the four-bedroom house, now where was this?
This was in Houston.
Okay, you're in Houston. And so you were really attempting to do a good thing by your friends and people.
I believe I was doing a great thing.
Okay, and when God did reveal himself to you, at what point did you realize it might have been a good thing, but it wasn't necessarily a God thing?
It's funny you say that because that's a chapter in the book. The good thing or the God thing, right? Is because I always felt like At the end of that chapter, it says that God needs your help, he'll ask you for it. Some of the times I was in God's way, right? And I didn't realize I was in his way. And so I feel like if I had it, I was supposed to give it. But what I realized is that sometimes God was working on them and didn't need my help. And I was actually in the way. And so what he did is he dried up my resources so that I had nothing left to contribute, right? And so I began to learn. It didn't immediately go away, but I began to learn because this is over 10 years now, 10 years ago now. But I began to learn that everything isn't for me. God created it, and he can handle it, you know. And if he needs me, then he'll put me in the right place for me to operate.
Okay, so let's pick back up. You're at your cousin's house. You're
yes.
On a mattress on the floor.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I'm at my cousin's house on a mattress on the floor, and I'm engaged. So.
Oh, whoa, what? Wait. Wait.
Right. That's the clicker, right?
Yes. Something isn't lining up here.
So I was dating, you know, while I was staying in the house, right?
Is that highly recommended?
No, absolutely okay. Not. Absolutely not. Because now I'm going into a marriage, right, with this uncertainty and all of these. Now I'm in debt completely, right? Credit is shot. All of those kind of things.
And she loved you anyway.
She loved me anyway.
That's
she's
a plus.
She's still with me today. So, you know, hey, we worked it out. There was some method to the madness. Amen.
Yeah.
So yes, we're still together. And, yeah, we were engaged. And I literally stayed with my cousin until we got married. And then we moved into a one-bedroom apartment there in Houston. So, that was kind of the beginning of the journey, you know. And from that point, I just started journaling. I just really started writing. And, you know, it's been the journey of giving that I give a kind of an account for in the book, because I've made some dumb mistakes, right?
Who hasn't?
You know, I've given rent money, and I've given – you know, believing that God was going to do something miraculous, you know, immediately for me because I was doing this thing. But it was just, there was no wisdom in that, right? Mm-hmm. And so I believe God has really just kind of shifted my thoughts. I love him for giving me some understanding and for really just pushing me to the next level in my giving, in my gifting.
Did you have a background in journaling? How did that thing start?
No, I really didn't have a background at all. I just really started. My degree's in architecture, so I always used to sketch, right?
Right.
I always had a sketchbook. And so what I started doing was, my notes, when I was reading the Bible, I would just start writing notes as opposed to just underlining in the Bible, what is God saying to me in this moment? So I just started writing in a book, you know, these ideas or these thoughts so that I could come back to them. And then from that point on, journaling really became something for me and really became chapters in the book as I began to, you know, just continue to move forward.
Okay, so you're married now. You're moving into a new apartment with your new bride who loved you despite your indebtedness.
Yes, correct. Correct.
Okay, so let's pick it up from there.
So we do that, and we begin to build life, right? And we get pregnant, and we have a little boy, right? And that little boy then begins to even change my thought process and begins to give me some understanding about how God moves and how he works, right? Mm-hmm. And I was, one of the things that he taught me within the book, I have these segments called Moments of Praise. And so I have the chapters that talk about giving, but then I have parts of the book that call Moments of Praise, where God shows me something that's not necessarily, I didn't read it in the Bible, but he gave me biblical understanding.
Right.
And so when my son was young, he would just jump. You know, if I held him, he would just jump. It didn't care. And so as long as I had him, he would do it. And almost sometimes I almost dropped him, but he never knew it. He thought it was a game. And so the revelation that I received from that is that sometimes if we just jump, you know, the Father holds us. And he's going to definitely keep us, but sometimes we just have to realize sometimes it just takes a leap, and we lose that vigor and that excitement of that my son had when he was young. We lose that because of fear and other things when we get older. But God was telling me, even in some situations, son, just leap. I got you, you know. And he would only do it in my hands. So he had confidence in me as his dad to take that leap.
We're talking with Aaron Hingston, and let's give the title of your new book again.
It's When the Gift of Giving Leaves You Empty, A Redemptive Journey of Restoration and Hope.
Tell us, how can people get a hold of a book like this?
I'll actually be in Alexandria today, on Saturday, at the Westside Library doing a book signing. I'll also be at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church tomorrow on Sunday doing book signing after I minister. If you can't make either one of those, you can definitely find it on Amazon.
Okay. So in the time that we have left here, Aaron, if you would please tell me, what are your observations of what's happening with our youth these days, and how can our youth be reached at this point?
Man, it's my wife and I actually worked with, we were over the youth department at our church, and we began to just really build relationship. I think that was the first thing that once we began to build relationship, then we began to build trust. And once we began to build trust, then they began to open up and began to share with us some crazy things, right? It's a completely different situation between now what I went through at that age and what they're going through at that age and what they're able to see and what they have access to. And so one of the biggest things that I believe is necessary is for us to embrace them, you know, because all I hear a lot is, you know, those millennials or those whoever, right? And we group them into one certain category and we just throw them out there. But there's a group of young men and women who are going to change the world. And we want to change the world for God, right?
Right.
They're going to choose, but we want them to change it for God, right? And so we have to embrace them. We have to hold them close. We have to make sure that at the end of the day, they know that they have a support system that they can move forward with. And in that support system, there's love, there's understanding, and there's a genuine, because that was the biggest thing. Are you genuine? Are you going to build me up today and be gone tomorrow, right? And so once they knew that we were going to stick and stay, then we really began to build some solid relationships that we still hold today.
You know, there's an old saying that rules without relationship will lead to rebellion.
Yeah.
And so it's important for us to have a relationship with our young people and not just talk about the problem. Let us show them and come up with some solutions. Now, Aaron, once again, you're going to be at the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're going to be doing a book signing. Tell us where all that's going to take place.
Okay, so today, Saturday, we're at the Westside Library, and we'll be there from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay.
And then we'll also be at Antioch Missionary Baptist Church tomorrow on Sunday. Service begins at 9 a.m. and we'll have a book signing and a Father's Day brunch immediately following that.
So we just have to make the correction now, because today is Friday, and so tomorrow will be Saturday.
Yes, sorry.
There we go.
Yes, on Saturday. Yes, sorry.
And then Sunday at the Antioch Missionary yes. Baptist Church with Pastor Stanley Mathis. Man, it is such a pleasure and such an honor to have met you and to speak with you and to spend some time with you and let you speak your heart.
Yes, sir.
And people need to get a hold of that book and give us the title once again. And
When the Gift Giving Leaves You Empty, A Redemptive Journey of Restoration and Hope, you can find it on Amazon.
And we'll let that be the last word. Aaron Hingston, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana, 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
KAYT and KQJO FM. We're five cities strong all day long. Lead it. We've got